And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative, just plain right. I mean, I talk about this show is down south of Birmingham, up north of Huntsville, Tuscaloosa, over to Gadsden, parts of Georgia, Tennessee, and Mississippi, thrown in just for good measure. Hey, Boomer, before I jump into the topic here, you and I were talking off air. So the guy, it was actually a roommate you said you had, but mm-hmm. you've had your house pretty much like vandalized or taken advantage of.
I did. It was up when I was living in Nashville. Before I got married, it was just me and my house, and I had an extra room in there, and somebody said, "Hey, I have this friend that needs a place to stay. Would you consider him staying at your house?" I'm like, "Sure, you know, I'm a decent guy. I'm like, I'll give somebody a chance."
Yeah.
And long story short, I was off for a weekend because I was touring at the time.
Yeah.
And I came back, and my house was completely like vandalized and
destroyed
inside. And you know, I walked around the house not knowing what to expect. Was I going to find
gun in hand?
Yeah, gun in hand. I was walking around. I didn't know if my roommate was okay. I just honestly didn't know. Come to find out, everything was, you know, kind of like you said, vandalized, destroyed. I cleaned everything out, changed all the locks. I never let that roommate back in my house. Come to find out, it was him. He let people in the house. Who knows what went down in the house and stuff like that. So
I guess then, even though it wasn't like per se a break in, mm-hmm. there was an abuse of your property by others, and I guess so. What was it? So did you have to, like, I don't want to say sleep with one eye open, but you knew the sense of what it felt like to wonder who was coming to the house the next
Correct.
Time, right?
Correct, yeah. And it was one of those things for me that I did. I didn't know who was in the house. I didn't know exactly what went down. I didn't know who was going to be coming back, maybe wanting something, maybe demanding something that was, you know, taken from them or promised them or something like that. So, yeah, for a while, I was sleeping with one eye open, did not get any good sleep for a while, you know, until I felt better about the situation.
Well, I can remember when Charlene and I were newlyweds. So we lived in Mobile when we were newlyweds. Mm. Met in college at South Alabama. And I can remember, it's like, I don't know what was going on with the apartment complex we lived in, but maybe I was the one-man community watch. I don't know. But, like, you know, caught a guy stealing those tires off my neighbor's car. And of course, I wasn't armed. I went outside with an umbrella to chase him away. That was great. chased a peeping Tom who was I was up early, like 4:30 or 5 in the morning, and I'm sitting on the balcony just having a cup of coffee, and I look down and there's this dude creeping through the bushes, peering in windows, and you know, just weird stuff like that. And there were several instances, but you know, I didn't want to live there anymore. I wanted to move us out of that situation,
that area, everything. Yeah. I'm sure.
Well, so here's the bottom line. It's the first part of the show here, Triple Dipper, true crime is what I'm calling it. True crime, meaning I'm not talking about notional things. I'm talking about things that are somewhere else. I'm talking about things that are here. And right now, we're coming up on the midterms. I mean, we're literally just weeks away from the midterm elections, and there's so much riding on this. There's the economy. There's questions of social issues like, you know, like abortion and LGBTQ agendas, and there's the military wokeness, which I'm going to cover later in the show. But what we're seeing right now is that literally across the board, across the entire nation, voters are saying that crime and the sense of insecurity they have in their communities is one of the top issues that they want to see addressed in the elections. Like, if you're a tough-on-crime candidate, you're going to do better than the person who wants to defund the police or call for bail reform or some other kind of social justice, equality, equal justice, just poppycock. Rasmussen, I pulled this right off the Rasmussen website. Rasmussen, as of, this would be last week, 83% of voters see crime as an important issue as election nears. This particular report, just a little one-pager, says most voters believe that violent crime is getting worse and expect the issue to be important in next month's midterm elections. The Rasmussen Report's National Telephone and Online Survey finds that 62% of likely U.S. voters believe the problem of violent crime in America is getting worse. Only 11% think the crime problem is getting better, while 24% think it's about the same. These findings are unchanged since April. But if you get down to it, when they do a compilation, they're saying that roughly 83% see it as a voter issue, with 62% saying it's a big deal. All right, that's just one report. I've got one here. I pulled this off Politico. Politico, did you go to Politico? I went to Politico. All right, Politico, dated October 5th. Midterm voters key in on crime. Now, this one comes from a liberal point of view, so I will say this. Once we get past the original statistics, they went straight to, we think we could fix it with gun control. Okay. Anyway, but their findings from a Politico Morning Consult poll. So far I've had Rasmussen. Now I'm with a Politico Morning Consult. More than three-quarters of voters said violent crime is a major problem in the United States, according to a new Political Morning Consult poll released Wednesday, which would be, I think, last Wednesday, demonstrating why the issue has become a key to the battle for control of Congress this fall. It says crime and public safety are proving to be a potent mix of issues in the midterm election, as Republicans are relentlessly trying to tie Democrats to a pandemic-era rise in crime on the campaign trail and in TV ads. Well, we should. I mean, they're the ones at fault. If you had to have a party within the party politics infrastructure that was weaker on crime than the other party, I would say, across the board, Democrats are weaker on crime than Republicans. Prove me wrong. This particular poll says only 17% of respondents called crime a minor problem. Only 2% said it was not a problem at all. It pointed out that there's, across the nation, there are ads being played in heavy rotation in suburban areas as part of a GOP strategy aimed at shifting the conversation away from things like abortion politics. And then it goes on to say, Republicans are leaning into fears that are evident in the polling. About three-quarters of respondents, it said violent crime is increasing nationally, while 88% said violent crime was either increasing or staying the same, meaning it's not getting better. Then it went on to talk about gun control and yada, yada, yada. But that's two polls right there. One shows it in the 60s, one shows it in the 80s. How about this one? Daily Caller, dated October 17th, that's yesterday. 64% of Americans blame woke politicians for the country's ongoing spike in crime, according to a Harvard-Harris poll released Friday. It says less than a third of the respondents of the poll felt the country was on the right track, with the majority of Democrats, 52%, and Republicans, 75%, and independents, 60%, blaming the historic rise in crime on woke politicians rather than other factors. Think about those numbers. Think about what I just said. 52% of Democrats are blaming woke politicians. 75% of Republicans are blaming woke politicians. 60% of independents are blaming woke politicians. In other words, woke politicians are getting the snot beat out of them left and right on the polls by people who believe that crime is rising and, oh, by the way, rising because of them. And it goes on to say in this particular article from the Daily Caller, Democrat-run cities recording larger increases in homicide rates over the past 2 years than cities run by Republicans. You think? It says cities like Denver, Colorado, are on track for a record-breaking number of murders in 2022, while six other major cities, all run by predominantly Democrat leaders, will likely surpass historic violent crime records for the second year in a row. 66% of respondents to the poll said that crime is rising. Only 11% say otherwise. That's, and by the way, in polling life, I mean, 60-something percent on something, you can't ask the question, do you love your mama, and get 60-something percent, all right? So for that many people to coalesce around the same notion across party lines that crime is an issue and it is going to be on the ballot, I guarantee you, you're not going to see many Democrats running for office right now going, listen, I intend to defund the police. I intend to make sure that we have instituted more bail reform so we can get people back on the streets quicker. I intend to... No, they're not going to do any of that crap. They're going to run from it. And that's why we got to ask them the hard questions. Hey, candidate so-and-so, you said bail reform 2 years ago. Where are you now on the issue? That's happening right now in the J.D. Vance-Tim Ryan race. And Tim Ryan's getting called out by his own words when a few years ago he said he wanted to do away with cash bail altogether. Yeah, how's that working? I'm about to jump into the stats on Birmingham. because of those Democrat-run cities that is seeing a spike in violent crime, Democrats in Birmingham own a big piece of that. But let me just jump over the phone line. Is that line one? Yeah. Is that Wolverine Dan? Wolverine Dan from Madison. How you doing, buddy?
Oh, man, dude. It's all good, my man. Listen, excited about 3 weeks from now. I finally get a chance to pull a lever and make a difference. That means everything to me. Your voting is so precious.
Absolutely.
Other countries, you don't even get a chance to vote, for crying out loud.
Absolutely.
Now, here's the left. Here's the deal. You know, they look at one side of the page, okay? There's two sides on either side of that page. You got the back and the front. And the problem we have here is they're getting buffaloed by the media. And, they you know, the crime, if they can't see crime in their city, and you can't feel safe out there. The thing we have that concerns me about this election is that the misinformed don't hear the total picture. I listen to both sides. I watch both sides on TV just so I can get a perspective where everything's at, okay? And then you add on top of that, there's a lot of lying going on here and there. So being not informed, believing the lies, and for me, I think that's an issue that, and then also a voter fraud that still, to this day, concerns me. And I'm hoping that isn't the case. I think there's going to be some. I hope it isn't as effective as it was when the president we have now was elected. So those are three factors that we have to understand. And hopefully these people can and look at both sides of the page, like I said in the beginning, what I said, and then make a informed decision. That's it right there. That's it.
Man, you are spot on. And by the way, we can't waste our votes. We got to go. We got to get out there and do it. Because if we don't vote, it's like the old saying, you're guaranteed to hit or guaranteed to miss every target you don't shoot at. So you got to go vote.
Listen, we're in the fourth quarter with 2 minutes left and we're down a score. That's how you're supposed to feel about it. That's a football analogy in this state, for crying out loud. So, you know, you're right. You have 2 minutes left, my man, and we're down a score. So that's how you go vote. All right, don't take it for granted. They're going to win this game. You got to show up.
That's perfect. Wolverine Dan, you take us to the break, man. Good stuff. We appreciate you, brother. All right, listen, Boomer, take us to the break, man. It's good timing. We'll do that right now. We'll come right back. You may be curious, in the midst of this conversation about true crime, statistics showing that the vast majority of Americans believe something needs to be done differently than what's happening and blaming woke Democrats for it. You might want to be curious about, how's Birmingham doing in the crime stats? Hint, not good. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. We'll be right back. We are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, covering all of North Alabama. Solid conservative, just plain right, making it cool to be a conservative. Boy, I tell you what, I can't wait to get into that military topic today. Woke military is going to be on the triple dipper later. Brand new report out of the Heritage Foundation, breaking news. In fact, they've got General Jack Keane on Fox News right now up on one of the big screens here in the studio talking about it, is that the Heritage Foundation, which does an annual Heritage Index, has for the first time rated the U.S. military as weak. Interesting. Well, number two in the triple dipper later in the show, woke military. We'll talk about that, and I'll probably lead off with that one story to see how it goes. Okay, back on to number one of the triple dipper, though. Do not digress, Phil. You have things to cover. Birmingham Police Chief Scott Thurmond faces a spike in homicides, says we're destroying ourselves. AL.com article dated yesterday. Says Birmingham Police Chief Scott Thurmond took the helm of Alabama's largest police force at an unenviable time. The city's homicide tally is on pace to break records, and staffing and morale have been critically low. Those who have known or worked with 48-year-old Thurman say he is up to the challenge. I've heard good things about him. I don't know him. I've never met him. But he was named as acting chief back in January. That was made permanent, I think, in June. Alan Treadaway, I know Alan Treadaway. He's a deputy chief. What's his actual title? Assistant chief, I'm sorry. He's also a state representative, which is how I know Alan from the state legislature. Alan says he has the experience, he has the temperament, he certainly has the leadership skills. He comes in at a time when it's needed. He said he communicates well with the faith-based community. He has the experience working in Birmingham where he knows the layout of the city, its history, and has a great appreciation for all that. Birmingham City Councilmember Hunter Williams says, throughout all the other chiefs, he said, my office got calls and complaints about police-related matters, but since Chief Thurman took over, I've not gotten any calls. That's a big deal. It does not mean, though, the crime rate's going down. So Chief Thurman has said he has four priorities: fighting gun violence, improving community engagement, employee wellness, and recruitment and retention of officers. But here's the rub, all right? Here's why I'm talking about this in context of today's concerns about crime. Because the biggest problem that Chief Thurman and the Birmingham PD face is the fact that Birmingham has a rising homicide rate that is set to reach a 31-year high. 31-year high. That's why he said, we're destroying ourselves from within. As of October 16th, 2 days ago, there have been 120 homicides in the city of Birmingham alone. Of those, I think seven, it says, have been ruled justifiable, self-defense kind of thing. So those weren't criminal. So that means there have been 113 actual criminal homicides that are currently under investigation or have been facing adjudication. It says in all of Jefferson County, there's been 161, including the ones in Birmingham. If that trend continues, it says, Birmingham is now on pace to break the highest number in recent memory, which was back in 1991 at 141. The city's lowest homicide tally over the last several decades was in 2011 at 57. Listen, ask if he's inherited the problem that can't be fixed. Thurman, Chief Thurman, said, I think it's going to be challenging. If it was easy, everybody would do it. Good answer. But when he also points out, Alan Treadaway said again, when you're 200 officers down and you don't have the tools to do the job and you haven't been given the tools to the job, it's disingenuous to hold any chief responsible for these numbers. Okay. Nonetheless, the people of the community, they want safe streets. They want to know that their kids can play in the street. They want to know that it's okay to sit out on the front porch. They want to know that they can, go for a walk and not worry about not getting home. There's a whole article, I won't go into all of it, but there's a whole article on AL.com dated to yesterday's date. It says Birmingham residents on crime. It says the fear of gunplay is one reason not to leave home. It talks about interviewing people on the street who say they don't literally stay out much now. They stay in their houses because in some neighborhoods, like some of the ones I grew up in, my family grew. I grew up running barefoot through the streets of Wylam and going down to Inslee Grill. My granddaddy was a steel worker, so that part of Birmingham has now gotten so rough that there are places in West Birmingham where you just don't hang out at night. That's a crying shame. It's a beautiful city, so much to offer. Homicides, WBRC says, up nearly 40% in Birmingham. 40% from last year. 40% increase. And data shows, by the way, and this is the real deal, data shows that Birmingham has one of the highest per capita murder rates of all cities in the U.S. Now, and that, it's not like number-wise. Raw data, New York, New Orleans are going to be bigger cities with more numbers. But when you break it down in a per capita breakdown, and you look at it in terms of the percentage, the ratio, Birmingham has a higher per capita murder rate than the majority of cities in the nation. That's awful. Last I checked, I think it's even worse than Chicago. Got to change. Coming up next, Jared Hudson, who is running to be the sheriff of Jefferson County. He'll be on with us. He's a former Navy SEAL, a Republican, and I am hoping he's going to wind up bringing some order. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. We'll be right back.